So wonderful to see you again. When you fall in love, you love to give things to the person you're in love with, yes? Yesterday, I performed a wedding right here. And it reminded me of when I got married. That was 39 years ago. I was very much in love. And I wanted, after the wedding, to take my wife on a wonderful honeymoon trip. But I didn't have very much money. I was attending the university, and my father had died when I was a teenager, so I was working and putting myself through school. And I was very busy. I was taking 18, 19 hours every semester. And I was volunteering. I was a youth sponsor at the church. So the only way I could pay for my honeymoon was to take a second job. And sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. But I didn't mind, and I worked at a chemical factory, painting part of the factory. I worked too fast, and I finished painting before I made enough money to pay for my honeymoon. So I asked my supervisor, how can I make more money? He said, this building is covered with poison ivy. I want you to clear all the poison ivy off the side of the building. Well, I'm very allergic to poison ivy. So I made all the money I needed for a great honeymoon. But on my wedding day, I had poison ivy on the inside of both arms. But I didn't mind because I was in love. This story that we just read from Mark's Gospel is about a woman who is in love with Jesus. This is a story about why people give things for God and for His work. When you give money or your time to help someone, why do you do that? Sometimes we give because it makes us feel important. I've done that before. Sometimes we give because we feel guilty if we do not give. If there's an earthquake or a flood or a disaster somewhere in the world and other people have nothing, we feel badly unless we help. So sometimes we give because it makes us feel good about ourselves. My father, he believed very much that everyone should give to the church. When I was 10 years old, I got a job mowing lawns. I was making a lot of money. 75 cents an hour.
每个小时75分钱。
And I was 10 years old.
当时他只有10岁。
The first time I got paid for mowing the lawns, at the end of the week, there was my father.
那么在他工作的第一周以后呢，他爸爸就跟他说。
He said, how much money did you make this week?
他爸爸就问他，你这个星期你赚了多少钱？
I said, $7.50.
大概他说我赚了七美元七十，$7.50.
7.5, 7.5. And he said, okay, you're going to give 75 cents at church at the offering.
于是他父亲说，那你要把其中的七毛五要捐给教会。
I didn't say anything, but I thought, you're breaking my heart. I worked hard for that money. Sometimes we give because we have to. But the best reason to give is because we love God. So let me set the background for this story where Mary gave this wonderful gift to Jesus. It's the week of the Passover in Israel. Every male Israeli had to come to the city of Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples were reclining around a low table, getting ready to eat. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, entered the room where the men were. She took probably a clay container filled with some very expensive perfume and broke the neck off the bottle. The perfume in the bottle was worth 1 year's wages. How much is your combined household income for a year? Tens of thousands of dollars. That's in this economy. This was a shocking, extravagant act of love. She did this without anyone asking her to do it. Let me explain the relationship between Mary and Jesus, her Lord. Mary appears three times in the New Testament. Every time you see her, she is there at the feet of Jesus. She was listening to every word of Jesus' teaching. When Jesus was near, she didn't have time for anything else. When her brother Lazarus was dying, she and her sister Martha told Jesus, please come immediately. But Jesus waited 3 days before he came. Lazarus had been dead and buried for 3 days. Mary was crying and asking Jesus, why didn't you come immediately? She said, if you had come immediately, my brother would not have died. Jesus asked her an important question. Mary, if a person believes in me and dies, they will still live. Do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord, I do believe this.
玛利亚说, 相信, 主啊, 我相信。
Jesus had just raised Mary's brother from the dead after 3 days when this event occurred.
所以在这件事情发生之前, 耶稣刚刚把 玛利亚的弟弟, 拉萨路从死里复活。
So Jesus was Mary's teacher.
所以耶稣是, Maria的老师。
Jesus was the one who brought her brother back from the dead.
耶稣是那个使他弟弟死里复活的那个人。
And now Jesus had promised to die on the cross in her place for her sins, for Mary's sins.
而现在呢，耶稣又答应他要去十字架，被钉死在十字架，是为了赎玛利亚的罪和所有人的罪。
Mary was thinking, I love him so much. What can I do for Jesus?
所以玛利亚心里想的是，我如此爱耶稣，那我能为耶稣做什么呢？
Look at the difference between what Mary was doing and what the other disciples were doing. Just after this, Jesus would wash the feet of his disciples. It was culturally the responsibility of the disciples to wash Jesus' feet. After walking in the dusty Middle Eastern roads with all the dirt, the custom was you would wash your master's feet. This was a humble way of serving the one who was your teacher and your leader. But because they didn't wash Jesus' feet, he washed their feet. No one told Mary that she should anoint Jesus' head with oil. No, and if you read this story of Mary and Jesus, it's in three Gospels, three New Testament. In another account of this event, it says that Jesus, she not only poured the oil on his head, but as it ran down, it fell on his feet. And she took her hair, which had been on top of her head, and let it down and washed Jesus' feet with her hair. When you give a lavish, extravagant gift to God, you may not make everyone happy. For some reason, it attracts criticism from other people. It says in verses 4 and 5, there were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was this ointment wasted like that? For the ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they scolded her.
我经常说,有几个人心中很不喜悦,说,何必用这样的浪费香膏呢?这香膏可以卖30多两银子来周济穷人,他们就向那女人生气。
Sometimes when I give, I want people to think, oh, look at him. He's very generous. Or he must be pretty well off if he can give that much and help. So people will give if other people give them credit for giving. But how many of us would give if other people criticize us for it? That brings us to the contrast between what Mary was doing and what Judas was doing at the same time. John tells this story in John chapter 12 in his gospel. John says he, Judas, said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it.
所以说责备这个话的是犹大，犹大说这个话并不是因为他真的关心穷人，乃是他是个贼，他管钱却常常的盗用公款。
Judas was also one of the disciples.
犹大也是门徒之一啊。
But he was the treasurer, and he had a unique way of looking at the money that was given for the ministry of Jesus.
他是管钱的，所以他对这个耶稣的钱，他可以有自己的看法。
He thought that all the money that he had in his control was for him, that he could do whatever he wanted with it. And so he took the money that was for the ministry of Jesus and he spent it on himself. In the last book in the Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, it describes a similar problem. There, Malachi says that God gives you and me a certain amount of money and talent and time.
马拉基说，神给了我们这样的这么多的钱，这样的能力，这样的才能。
Much of this is to provide for our everyday expenses and to live and take care of our families.
神之所以给我们这些东西，是让我们能够生活下来，能够照顾我们的家庭，抚养我们的家庭。
But some of what God gives us is to use to help the poor and to help the church of Jesus Christ. So in Malachi, God said that when I take the part of what he's given me that I'm supposed to spend to help others or the church and spend it on myself, God said that's stealing.
So Malachi said,如果你把奉献给教会的钱或者奉献给基督的钱挪为自己所用的时候，那就是偷盗的行为。
This was Judas' attitude.
所以这就是犹大的态度。
But remember, Mary is in love with Jesus Christ as her Lord.
但是我们知道玛利亚是如此的爱主。
And Jesus had a different thing to say about her lavish gift of love.
所以耶稣对玛利亚的这个慷慨的行为是另有说法的。
Verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
So this is why the 8th, 9th says, Jesus said, She has done what she could. 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 I truly tell you, 普天之下不论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
At this point, the rest of the disciples have not caught on to Jesus' prediction that he'll die on the cross for our sins and rise on the third day.
很遗憾的是，当时门徒还没有完全理解耶稣说他要被钉十字架上，并三天后复活的事情，他们还没有理解耶稣所说的话。
But Mary.Mary, because of her love for Jesus and her listening and the help of the Holy Spirit, understands that Jesus is going to die for her sins.
但是玛利亚却因着她对神的爱，因着她对神的话的仔细的聆听以及圣灵的帮助，她知道耶稣死的目的是什么。
She is the first one to grasp how wonderful it is that God would die in her place on the cross so that her sins could be forgiven. And because Jesus is going to die for her, she is thinking, Oh, I love him so much. What could I give to him? In this culture, when someone was prepared for burial, they would take this expensive perfume and pour it over their whole body.
在当时的这个习俗下，如果一个人故去了，要把他身上抹了香膏，才能再去埋葬。
Mary had been saving money her whole life to buy this perfume for her own funeral.
本来玛利亚用一生的积蓄买这些香膏，是为了她自己的葬礼。
But she thought, this is the most valuable thing I own.
但是她却对自己说，这是我所拥有最有价值的东西。
Jesus is about to die for me. What could I do for him?
但是现在耶稣要为我死，我能为他做什么呢？
And so she took the most expensive thing she owned and she broke it and she poured it all on Jesus' head.
于是她就把她所有的最贵重的东西给打破了，浇在了耶稣的头上。
See, if you really believe and understand that Jesus died for you, nothing is too much to give to express your love to him.
所以如果你真的真心相信耶稣是为你死的话，那么就没有什么东西你不愿意去给耶稣了。
Sometimes we feel like I felt when I was 10 years old and I had to give my first offering.
比如说，牧师在十岁时候，他想他有义务去把他所赚的钱十分之一给教会。
I didn't understand that what Jesus had done for me as a 10-year-old boy, so I thought, why do I have to give this offering? I earned this money.
那么当时他只是十岁的小孩，他当然还不理解。耶稣这个钉十字架的意义，他就说我为什么要把我的钱去捐给教会，捐给耶稣。
The next thing my father did is he got a job for my brother and me as janitors at the church.
那么接下来呢，他父亲又为他和他的哥哥找到一份这个教会看门人的工作。
I think I made 75 cents an hour for that too.
牧师大概也是以每小时75分的钱做这个看门的工作。
But I began to learn about what Jesus did for me.
从那时起后，牧师就开始学会，开始领悟到耶稣为他所做的。
And as I grew up, I began to understand that God had given me the opportunity to do something for Jesus, no matter how little I was able to do.
所以他知道了，神希望他能够把他所有的奉献给耶稣，不管这个东西是多么的小，多么的微不足道。
It's important that Jesus said about Mary, she has done what she could.
所以耶稣说玛利亚她做她能够做的，这个话是非常重要的。
Most of us spend so much time thinking about what we cannot do for God that we don't spend any time thinking about what we could do for God.
今天我们很多时候想的是我们不能为神做什么，我们却忘了我们能够为神做什么。
And Jesus said about Mary, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing for me.
So, Jesus 对门徒说，他所做的是他，是他能够做，他做，他为我做一件很美好的事情，就由他去吧。
So, I want to challenge you today to ask God a question when you pray.
所以我今天想挑战大家做一个祷告，问你自己一个问题。
I would like you to ask God when you pray, God, what could I do that Jesus would say was a beautiful thing for me to do for him?
今天你祷告的时候，你能不能问神说，神啊，我该做什么才能让你说我为你做了一件美事呢？
Jesus, I understand that you died on the cross in my place to pay for my sin.
我们知道耶稣死在十字架上是为了我们的罪而死。
You gave your life for me.
你把你的生命献上是为了我。
What could I give to show how much I love you?
我能把什么奉献给你才能表达我对你的爱呢？
This week I heard a story from where the tornadoes in Oklahoma City.
我们知道上周在 Oklahoma 这个州发生了很大龙卷风灾害。
There was a teacher in one of the schools that was torn apart by the wind.
那么在一个当时一个小学里，一个小学完全被这个龙卷风摧毁了。那么其中有一位老师。
The teacher took three of the children and she put them on the floor and then she put her own body on top of the children.
那么这个老师把三个学生放在埋在他的这个他的身下，用他的身体保护了这三个孩子。
When the rescuers came, they moved the teacher and the three children she shielded with her own body were safe.
那么当救援人员来到的时候，他们把这个牧师把这个老师的遗体拿开，他们的在他身下三个孩子安然无恙。
If you were a parent or a grandparent of one of those children, what would you do for that teacher who had saved their lives by protecting them with her own body?
如果你是这三个孩子的这个父亲或者祖父母的话，父母或祖父母的话，你会对这个老师有什么样的一个感激的行为呢？
You would do anything you could for that woman.
你大概会为这个老师做他你能够做的一切的事情。
You would thank her and thank her for the rest of your life.
你会一辈子都会感激这位老师。
We need to have the same motivation when we give our time or our talent or our money for the work of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们奉献我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的才能的时候，我们应该有相同的这样一个动机和这样的一个原因。
And then you and I will hear Jesus say to us someday.
那么这样的话，我们有一天就会听见耶稣对我们说
，He has done what he could for me.
他为我做了他所能够做的事情。
She has done what she could for me.
他也为我做了他能够做的事情。
They have done a beautiful thing for me.
他们都为我做了一件美事。
The most important reason to give is because you love Jesus.
奉献的最好的原因，最重要的原因就是因为你爱耶稣。
What were the results of Mary's wonderful gift?
玛利亚这样一个如此很美好的礼物，最后导致了什么呢？
People criticized her and said, "You gave too much."
有的人批评她说，你太浪费了。
Other people said you could have done something better with the money.
有的人说你拿这个钱可以做更好的用途。
But Jesus told us what she accomplished with her gift.
但是耶稣却告诉我们他用这个礼物代表了什么。
Jesus said, "Wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
耶稣说，普天之下，不论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的。
So now, for 21 centuries, the story of Mary's gift has been told and told and told.
那么在过去的21个世纪以来，这个故事都一直被我们传扬。
Her story of her gift is told in Africa and Asia and North America and South America.
那么玛利亚的故事是传遍了五大洲四大洋。
Generations, thousands, millions of people are inspired to give for the work of God for 21 centuries because of her gift.
世世代代基督徒都因着受到玛利亚的故事的这个激励而来奉献。
I'm inspired by her gift.
牧师自己也被这个故事所激励。
I hope you're inspired by her gift.
我希望你也能够被这个故事所激励。
Can you imagine a better investment of a year's income than to have centuries of people supporting the work of God and expressing love to Jesus?
还有什么东西能够比你把一年的工资花在传扬神的爱、传扬神、扩展神的国度上有更好的投资呢？
And this is because she did what she could.
因为玛利亚做了她能够做的。
In another story, Jesus rewarded a widow that gave two half pennies for her offering.
那么在另外一个故事里，耶稣也称赞了为那个捐献了两个小钱的寡妇。
It's not about how much you give; it's about the heart of love from which you give it.
其实，所以这里重点并不是你能给多少，而是你以什么样的心态来奉献。
When you give to help the poor,
当你奉献去周济穷人的时候,
when you give in the offering for the church,
当你为教会奉献的时候,
when you give to send missionaries around the world to tell the world about Jesus,
当你为在世界各地的宣教士奉献的时候,
give because you are in love with Jesus Christ.
你要记住你奉献是因为你爱基督。
That's the best reason to give.
这是最好的理由。
And Jesus will reward you for your love.
耶稣会对你的爱给你奖赏。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Mighty God, change our hearts.
大能的主啊，改变我们的心吧。
Help us not to hold on to material things so tightly.
让我们不要紧紧抓住我们手中的财富不放。
Show us that much of what you bless us with is so we can help other people or bless Your work.
让我们看到你对我们的祝福，也让我们能够祝福其他的人和其他的事工。
God, help us not to just give out of obligation because we must.
神啊，不要让我们是出于义务来奉献。
Help us not to give to feel better about ourselves.
不要因为是自己感觉不错来奉献。
Teach us not to give because other people will say nice things about us.
不要因为想得到别人的赞许而来奉献。
I pray that we'll give because Christ has given himself for us. And because of his sacrifice for us, we love him. And we're thinking, what could I give to Jesus? I pray for every one of us that we will hear Jesus say, he, she has done a beautiful thing for me. They have done what they could. Amen.